I haven't had to miss too much class for volleyball, so that's good.
What are you studying?
I'm studying, currently undecided, but something in the political science, pre-law, or journalism realm.
All right. So currently, what is so just kind of the basic core courses right now?
Yes.
Have you thought about what the next step is for you yet? Do you want to try to keep playing volleyball next year, or is it a matter of maybe just trying to find a good school for you to whether it be the law side, political science, or journalism?
I definitely want to continue playing volleyball. Hopefully that'll be at a school that has a good program for whatever I decide, but I definitely want to keep playing volleyball.
Awesome. And how has your game improved from last year?
I personally think that it's improved a lot. I spent this summer working to get stronger and better, so I think it's paid off, but
That's all right. I think it's paid off. You're doing just fine with the playing and everything like that. And you're kind of the it play in the middle, right?
yes.
And so tell us a little bit about some of your core responsibilities in the middle, because it's kind of a little bit so play a little defense, but then also up at the net.
Yeah, so it's called middle blocker, so my main job is to block. So I go up and jump at the net and try and either take space on the court to prevent them from hitting straight down or to stop the ball entirely. And then the hitting side, I'm not one of the main hitters just because I'm a middle, but middle hitting is definitely an asset for this team. So.
How have you guys been getting along, or I shouldn't say getting along, but you guys been connecting in terms of chemistry-wise with the setters and things like that?
It was a little slow at first, but then it picked right up after preseason. We found that connection, and now we're doing good.
Good deal. And then you guys got Illinois Central coming up next on Friday, correct, on the road?
Yes.
How's it for you guys? You guys got a long, long road trip, don't you? You guys are not back till October, right?
Yes. I think we're away this weekend, then we have our Hutchinson tournament, and then we're home for 2 weekends.
October 10th, we're getting from Debbie coming in to tell us a little bit about when it is. So there it is when you guys get home. The official date for anybody wondering. So yeah, that is over a month as well. So when you go off on that month, I guess that's a lot of time away from home, but I guess a lot of team bonding as well, right? So spending a lot of
Yeah,
time together.
a lot of those Glee sing-alongs are in our near
What
future.
about movies? You guys got a movies that your TV shows?
Yeah, I'd always pick the movies. Last time we watched Sisters with Tina Fey and Amy Poehler.
Oh, okay. At first, when you said, I was thinking like sister from way back in the day. All right, and then who do you room with?
I room with Allie, Erdie, and Kimbra.
All right, good stuff. You cook?
Yeah, I cook. They don't.
They don't. Are they more the basic food then?
Kimbra's really into anything that can be microwaved. Erdie makes some European stuff sometimes. Allie will cook, but Kimbra's really entertaining to watch because it's all of those like microwave meals or instant mashed potatoes.
Any if for you guys, do you guys ever do like I guess roommate dinners? Do you ever cook for everybody?
We did one. We had like a roommate pizza dinner, but for the most part, we all just sort of eat. We are on a strict enough schedule to have like dinner at the same time.
Good deal. All right. Hey, Sarah, you guys getting set to play on Friday as well, back on the road. You guys leaving what, Friday morning?
Yeah, I think Friday at 10.
What do you think you guys need to do to continue to keep playing some solid volleyball and get another victory?
It's definitely going to be focus on the mental side. We need to come in ready to play, thinking about what we need to do for that specific team. And if we have our mental game there, then I think that we'll definitely be able to pull out a win.
Good deal, Sarah. Well, thanks very much for your time. It's appreciated.
Thank you.
That's Sarah Chapman joining us here on the Viking Voices show. We'll step aside for a short timeout. Continue with our volleyball coverage coming up next. KJF just spoke with sophomore Sarah Chapman of the volleyball team. Now we'll go to the coaching staff as well. First year assistant with us now, Coach Abby Hanger. Coach, how we doing?
We're doing well, thank you.
Awesome. You guys get the win yesterday on the road. I'll get your take on it as well. Five set win. Take us through it a little bit. How did it go?
Well, it was a huge win for us. We came out ready to play. It's probably one of the best first set matches we've played as a team. We have been a little inconsistent lately, so we started off really well. Got that first set, then we went to the second set, and we had a huge lead. We were up 20-10. We had a couple of bad calls that didn't quite go our way, but we pulled out that set. And then they go to their intermission, we come to the break, and we come back, and our in the third set, our outside went down. That kind of startled us a little bit. So in the middle of the set, we had to change the lineup. It wasn't our best set. We were a little flustered. West Plains also is a very hard place to play in with the crowd and the atmosphere. So it was tough for us, but we came back out the fourth set. We tried a couple of different things. Again, a very hard-fought match. It just didn't quite go our way. In the fifth set, we came out. We started doing things better. You know, we finally got into our new system with the new players playing different positions, and we were able to finish on top, which was very nice.
So I know it didn't go as smooth as you guys probably would have liked, but how was it to see the girls step up in their character as well, seeing some of that adversity, whether it be a bad call and then the injuries as well, for them still to step up and come back and win against a really good program?
I mean, it's very impressive, especially with we've talked about us being very freshman heavy, and for those freshmen and those players on the bench to step up, it was huge. Everyone had their part and played their part and did a great job in contributing to the win. So it was very exciting to see all 12 of our players contribute in such a big match for us.
In terms of the growth of those freshmen as well, because just four new faces, I think it was eight freshmen, I believe it is, and
Yes.
then nine new faces on the team as well. Where have you seen them progress from that first week that you saw them to now where they're at now?
Oh, they've progressed in so many different ways. And a big thing has been their confidence and their communication of fitting in and understanding their role and stepping up and understanding that they are key components as well with the sophomores.
Awesome. And in terms of some of the sophomores as well, have they all kind of taken leadership roles, or is it a couple standing out?
Yeah, well, last night was very exciting to watch that all the sophomores step up and took leadership roles. You know, one of our setters who's a little quieter, she stepped up and was put in a different position, as long as Kaylee Yinger, who we usually have on the right side, we put her on the outside, and she came through really big. You know, Chapman, she played injured, and then Hanger Libero kept us very calm in the back row, which is something we've struggled with, especially with the adversity of one of our six rotation players, a person being in serve receive the whole time, being taken out.
And for you guys, what do you think has been your biggest strength so far as a team?
I think just dealing with adversity. You know, we've had a lot of different lineups we've tried, and just their camaraderie as a team. I've never been a part of a team that gets along so well, and they take anything you give them, and they're very optimistic, and they work really hard for us.
What types of things are you looking to the team to improve on as you roll into another road game against Illinois Central Friday?
You know, I think just staying relaxed on the court, that's a big thing. We got flustered in the third and fourth set with a different lineup. So I think the big thing is just staying calm and making sure we're enjoying the game, because when they're having fun, they play a lot more relaxed and are a lot more successful.
Yeah, at the end of the day, it's still a game, right?
It
You gotta
is.
have fun. Tell us a little bit about yourself, though. It's your first year here as well. You know, I know you played at Missouri State West Plains, so that was probably pretty fun for you to kind of go back, and I'm sure you saw some familiar faces.
I did. It was a lot of fun to go back. You know, I knew a lot of people in the community because West Plains is highly supported, and you know, they have a huge fan base, so it's really hard to play in that arena for us. But beating them was even better. So it was exciting.
So you went to West Plains, and then where'd life take you after that?
I went to McKendree, where I played there as well. So that was good. We were in a transition year for that as well. So I like that, and then I've been working for High Performance. It's a club in St. Louis, and then I've taken on the role as the assistant, and I absolutely love it. It's great. Ida's been great. I've learned a lot from her, and the girls have been wonderful to work with as well.
And Coach told me too that she actually recruited you to play here too, right?
She did. At the time, the position I was being recruited for wasn't the position I wanted to play. But obviously, you know, we all make mistakes, so I'm at least on the good side now.
She got you on the second win. And then also, your little sister plays on the team too, so that has to be pretty cool to kind of get a front row seat to see her kind of grow.
She does. It's really fun to be a, you know, just have a part in her learning experience and watching her grow as a player. But it's fun to watch all of them do that. So, you know, being the assistant coach is great because you get to kind of step back and you don't, you know, you can balance out the head coach in whatever way you want, and you can be the one to, you don't have to be quite as tough always.
Yeah, so with Allie as well, I asked her the same question, so we'll see how it matches up. You treat her, would you say, treat her a little harder than you would, or a little softer because she is your sister?
Definitely probably harder, but I try to treat them all evenly and consistently. You know, I don't, that's not fair to, I think, treat any of the players any differently. So I do give some looks sometimes, which I think could be more deadlier than the words, but I've been trying to control those facial expressions to her as much as possible.
Yeah, she might just be more familiar with them too. So maybe.
That's true.
She did say a little harder though as well.
Yes.
But good stuff there. That's always fun. I had to ask about the siblings.
Yes. Know? Well, and also I think you're harder on who you believe your leaders are and your captains. So, you know, our sophomores, we are a little harder on and we expect more from them. And especially our captains, we want them to be leaders and they need to make sure they're setting the standard for the rest of the girls.
So you guys get the coaching staff gets the front row, I guess, seats. Probably literally, you guys probably sit in the front, huh? On the bus?
Yes, yeah, we do. Yeah.
When you guys do that as well with the glee singing, now is that enjoyable to listen to or is that a little painful at times?
I would say that we don't have any singers on the bus, but, you know, it's them having fun and it's enjoyable because they're laughing, having a good time, you know, and we did check with the bus driver to make sure that they weren't disturbing him, and that's all that really matters.
So. Exactly. Can't upset the driver.
Right, so it's fun.
Awesome. And then you guys out on the road, though, for the next month as well. So what type of challenges does that bring to the team?
We are. You know, traveling is a big thing. It's just keeping all the girls healthy, which is something we're a little lacking at the moment. But also, you know, it's a whole bunch that goes into it, making sure that they're getting enough sleep and that they're keeping up on their studies and making sure that we're doing what we can to help them in those situations. So being on the road for that long is tough, but yeah, I think the girls are coming such a far away in such a little amount of time, so I'm really excited to see where this next month on the road takes us.
Next trip is to Illinois Central as well, and you guys go into it. What do you know about Illinois Central?
You know, they always have really good teams up there. They have the second-ranked Division II school. We'll play Friday night, so that'll be a really tough match. But again, it's just different competition that we haven't seen yet, which is nice. So.
How much does playing all this tough competition you think will benefit a lot of the freshmen and the whole team as itself as you guys get closer and ultimate goal, win regions, try to get to nationals?
Right. I think it really benefits us. You know, we went out to Iowa Western the first weekend and had a pretty tough weekend. And I think it showed last night that those type of competitions and those tournaments only prepare us for the better teams and getting to where we need to be. So when we're playing tough competition, you know, don't like the losses, but I think it prepares us and it makes us better quicker, which is the overall goal.
So with Illinois Central, I asked you what you'd like to see as improvements. You said kind of the consistency and having fun as well. So I imagine on Friday that's going to be the keys, just kind of play your guys' game.
Yes, I think, you know, it depends on what pieces we still have out. Our outside will probably still be missing until next week. So, you know, just getting those girls that haven't had such a big role to take on a bigger role and to step up and know that they're very capable as well.
Awesome. And then I know you mentioned with the IRTA, it's kind of to be determined at this point as well, but how about Kayla's ankle?
You know, Kayla actually fought through. I was very proud of her. You know, she came down in the fourth set right in the middle of it, and it was a really close match. And she turned and looked at us, and with tears in her eyes, said, "I'm not going out." And, you know, that's something as a sophomore especially that if you can play through a little bit of hurt, a little bit of injury, like, it's very impressive. So I think her and Chapman will both be ready by Friday. We gave them the day off today. Our trainer's wonderful, and he's taking good care of them. So I think they'll be fine for this weekend.
Got to love the competitive fire, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Awesome. Abby, thanks for coming on and talking with us today.
Thank you so much.
That's new assistant coach Abby Hanger joining us here on the Viking Voices show on volleyball, switching gears, and we can talk some soccer coming up next. Show here on 1400 KJFF. Talk some volleyball for about the first 20. Now we'll close it out with some soccer for the last 20 as well. Joined by Jefferson College Viking Marcos Avila here. And Marcos, thanks for joining us. How are we feeling today?
Good, good.
Awesome, awesome. Did you guys get some practice in today or you got it afterwards?
We got it at 5, so.
5 o'clock.
Yeah.
Good deal. You guys get the win yesterday, bounce back from that loss against Johnson County as well, Blue River. Yesterday at home, what did you see from your eyes in that win?
Well, I didn't actually see the game.
Oh.
I had a red card, and so I was unable to attend the game. But just hearing the feedback from the players and the coaches, and actually the people that were there at the game as well. We played good, and I mean we got a shutout, so that's something that we were as a team. That was our main goal, is to try to get as many shutouts as possible, and we put three away, so it was a quality win.
Yeah, Coach Ochoa and Coach Bartolone have all been talking about how defense is kind of what you guys hold your hat on,
Yeah.
Trying to get, obviously you want to score,
Yeah,
clearly,
obviously,
but
yeah.
defense has been something you guys have done a great job at as well. Would you say that's the big strength of your guys' team?
Yeah, I mean, as a defender, as the left back, I think, we have a strong point, and it's the confidence we have in each other, from, the left side all the way to the right side. We tend to hold ourselves, and we trust each other with the whatever situation we have. So, yeah.
And Marcos, for you as a sophomore as well, coming back from last year's teams, I imagine you're probably picking up a leadership role a little bit, huh?
Yeah, I'm captain now. So, and I mean, besides being captain, just trying to set an example, trying to, show the freshmen, the rights from the wrongs. Off and on and off the field, and just from experience from last year, just trying to show them that they can do it better, and hopefully they take that in, and for the next year when they're sophomores, they do the same.
Yeah, and how much communication you guys have back there on the defensive end? I imagine it's talk, talk, talk.
Oh, a lot, a lot. I'm not really a loud person, but we tend to have, when we have chances, we tend to have conversations, with people in front of us, people beside us. Just trying to, if they're having a good game, we let them know to keep it up. If they're doing things that's messing up their game, we try to, give them some advice or let them know, like, hey, you could do this differently. So, yeah, but as a defense, it's communication all 90 minutes.
Yeah, how's been having Nadine back there in the goal key?
It's good. I mean, Ned is a great keeper, and I know every time, it comes to a situation where he's left in a one-on-one, or a shot's taken on him, or a header, or just anything, I never doubt him. So, he's a great keeper. He's coming back as well, so I know that he's really striving to make it as far as possible this season.
Offensively for you guys, have you seen a little bit of an improvement over last year to this point?
Yes, definitely. Especially with Jack Foster, he's putting in work, along with our other forwards. They're really taking, initiative up there and really working hard.
Yeah, Jack's got what, two hat tricks now?
Yeah, he's going.
Yeah, what makes him a lethal scorer?
I think it's he's not afraid. He's not afraid to take chances. He's not afraid to, when he has an opportunity to shoot, he's gonna shoot. He's really he tracks down, bad balls created by the other team. He really, he's just always there, and he's always open. So that's, as a forward, that's what you're supposed to do, and he's doing it, and he's doing great at it. So, he keeps opening up spaces, and we'll give him the ball.
And Marcos, I know being around the program obviously last year and then this year as well, there's always a big emphasis on the strength of schedule that you guys play and how that helps you guys towards the Region 16 tournament as well. And what have you seen from the opponents that you've had so far this year? And obviously with as many freshmen and young guys as you have, have you seen some growth from them?
Yeah, most definitely. Well, from the teams that we have played, going down to Florida, even the teams in this area that we played, Johnson County, all these teams, they're a challenge. We never try to take a team lightly. And when it comes to, letting the freshmen know, I mean, obviously every game, before every game, we always tell them, don't take this game lightly, whatever their record is, whatever school they're from, doesn't matter. Take this game as if it was the best team in the nation, and just do what you got to do, and have a good game.
You guys having a lot of fun out there, Marcos?
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, we're building a huge bond, and it's just like, as the season goes on, we get closer and closer as a team, as teammates, and it's great.
You guys live, I imagine a lot of you guys live here on campus in Viking Woods, right?
Yeah, so I mean that's the best part about it is that we don't we have a couple people that have to commute, obviously, but the majority of the team stays here, and that majority, you know, we're able to hang out, you know, whether it's just, you know, playing FIFA or just hanging out outside talking. It's, you know, stuff like that brings the team closer together.
Who's your squad in FIFA?
Barcelona
Barcelona?
has to be best team in the world.
Yeah, it's hard to argue with that. How about on the international level, though? You guys ever get into that?
Well, I mean, whatever team, you know, like me, since, you know, I'm Mexican, I go for Mexico. You know, the people go for USA, and we usually pick like the top international teams, you know, Germany, Spain, Brazil. So it's just, you know.
Trying to get after it. I remember a
Yeah.
few years back, World Cup, it came out like 12, I think it was. 2012, maybe 2010, actually, FIFA World Cup.
Yeah.
I was all about Didier Drogba, South
Oh
Africa.
yeah,
Oh, man.
best player,
They were
best
so.
striker ever,
Oh, yeah, he
I
was a
think.
cheat code in that game. He was so fast. You sent him a lead up, and he was going to get a goal every
Yeah.
time as well. Who do you get a chance to. Who do you live with?
I stay with let's see, Keegan, Sean, and Mateus. So, I mean, all three of us are sophomores and one freshman. So, I mean,
Awesome. Do you guys, the freshmen, got to do a lot of the little work?
nah,
Nah, you guys are cool
we
with
try to
it.
take it easy on them.
Awesome, man. Good deal. Marcos, you guys going to be keeping chugging along here as well. Home match, I believe, on Saturday afternoon. And
Yeah.
what are you looking for the team to do in order to get a victory there and make it two in a row?
You know, same thing as always, you know, just us keeping our composure, us, you know, as a team keeping our cool head and really focusing on trying to avoid the mistakes that, you know, cost us games or cost us those silly goals that we get scored on. And it's mostly about just making sure everyone, you know, gives it 100%, you know, whether, you know, we're down or we're up, you know, for us to just whole 90 minutes, really focus on, you know, trying to play great as a team and, you know, having like individually the players to feel like, yeah, like I had a good game today. So, probably just the same thing as yesterday, but more goals.
More goals.
Yeah.
Yeah, keep the shutout, more goals, right? The more
Yep.
lopsided, the better, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, Marcos, thanks very much for taking some time to speak with us. It's appreciated.
Thank you guys.
That's sophomore Marcos Avila joining us here on the Viking Voices Show here on 1400 KJFF and MIMOinfo.com. We'll step aside for a short time out here from assistant head coach Bob Bartolone coming up next. Back into the Viking Voices show here on 1400 KJFF, getting set to close things out. We did volleyball first 20 minutes or so, soccer closing it out as well. Just spoke with Marcos. Now we got assistant head coach Bob Bartolone. Coach, how we doing today?
Oh, we're doing fine. Doing fine.
You guys got some practice right after this, yeah?
Yeah, we had a match yesterday. So typically what we're trying to do is day after the match is do some what we call active recovery. A little bit of stretching, positive stretching, a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and then just knocking the ball around just to loosen up a little bit.
Shutout win yesterday against a region opponent as well. Got to be good to see the defense come out like that.
Yes, it was. It was nice to get a shutout. You know, we allowed a few goals here and there, so it was nice. It was a good performance by the team.
Offensively, it looked like a little distribution when it came to scoring the goals too, right?
It's starting to pan out that way. I mean, the first few games, Jack Foster he still has 6 or 7 goals. So Tanner picked up the load yesterday a little bit. And Keegan, this is his second goal in 2 games. Coming across a nice cross from Rashawn Palmer. He's the other captain. Nice cross from him, and Keegan just knocked it home.
How effective is that going to be for you guys? You know, to I guess keep some of the load off of Jack. He's had a couple of hat tricks. It's been outstanding scoring, and to add just so many more scoring threats, got to be beneficial for you guys going forward.
Well, definitely it alleviates the load. You know, he may not appreciate it yesterday, but in the long run, it benefits him because they can't just key up on him and shut him down. I mean, in the past, we've had Siobhan Walsh, who's playing in the USL right now, a couple of years ago, and he was like one of the top five scorers in the nation. We went to Nationals, and pretty much they knew who he was, and they shut him down, and it was difficult for him to get good, clean shots. So it's always good to have a backup of a couple of players that can put the ball in the back of the net.
Absolutely, absolutely with that. And, Coach, you guys get the loss on Saturday as well. So what adjustments were you guys able to make from that Saturday loss into the Tuesday win? All right, here we go.
Adjustments aren't, I think, I don't have the game film of the game. I haven't had a chance to watch it, but just looking at the game, it wasn't that we played so poorly. It's just difficult to play with a man down, and then you get a couple of injuries, and then you go play another man down. So we played two man down, and credit to the players that stayed with it. For them, the opposing team only scored four goals, and we were playing two man down for like over 30 minutes. So that's a credit to those eight that were left out there. Or nine, sorry. I can't do that higher math. But, to those nine players that stayed out there, and then with the injuries and everything, people went in and filled in the position. So the only adjustment was at halftime, not at halftime, but in the pregame, I said, listen, this game today is critical, but let's go out there and have some fun and do the best you can and just play the game.
Yeah, and imagine having the two players back certainly helped too.
Yeah, it definitely makes it easier. You go, man, that was too easy, you know, but having 11 versus the 9, it does help.
Yeah, and it takes a lot of pressure off the goalkeeper as well. Some definitely positive stuff there. You guys back at it again on Saturday as well, a home match Saturday afternoon. What do you know about Saturday's kind of game plan for you guys in terms of it from what you saw Tuesday moving into Saturday?
Well, I think we just need to solidify a little bit of our defensive strategy, make sure that people maintain their shape a little bit better, try not to get knocked out of position. And when they do get knocked out of their position, they recover very quickly to those positions. Maple Woods, they're having a pretty good year, so we need to get on them as quickly as we can.
A lot of the region games as well, kind of in that full swing of it right now. I mean, have you had a chance to kind of feel out the region a little bit, talk with some of the other coaches or anything like that?
Being like new to being the co-head coach or whatever, it's kind of like we're sitting there going, they don't talk much. Or you just go out and look at the NJCAA website and some people talk and everything, and then you can tell by who they play in the competition, how you're going to, you know, sit with them or what you have to watch out for. I mean, like Indian Hills, we knew going in they had a very good striker and this Keen guy, and he ended up scoring two goals for Indian Hills. Some players stand out. Just like Jack will stand out if they go to the website and they look, oh, man, he's got seven goals and one or two assists. So he's going to be marked on that, and we'll do the same thing. We'll go out to the website and see who they have or don't have, but typically they're very well coached, and they have typically they're able to get some international players somehow, some way in their system. So
how's the communication going with you guys out there on the field? I know that was something you mentioned earlier on, still trying to work through a little bit in terms of being on the same page and everything, and has it seen it kind of grow now into where you like to see it?
Yeah, I think Alex and I are on the same page as far as the way we're doing things and, you know, dictating, you know, which way the situation is flowing. So it's working, and you have to – the yin and the yang of things, you know. You kind of like get a little bit there, a little bit there, give a little bit there, and you can press on.
Yeah, just kind of see how it continues to play out and,
right,
and keep moving forward, mm-hmm, and things like that. Nice to have a little bit of a home stretch, though, too, as well here.
We play Maplewoods at home, then we play St. Louis away, and then we play East Central at home, and then we go back-to-back road trips, State Fair at Sedalia, and Crowder and Neosho.
Is this kind of the time of the year where you want to see things start to pick up a little bit quick? You guys have gone out there, you've tested yourselves against a lot of these high-level opponents, and now taking on, you know, a tough region as well. But obviously a lot of valuable games here. You get seeded in the region and things of that nature. I imagine this is the time you want to see those Ws across the board.
Yeah, you want to try and get we always like to say we like to play at home. Just makes it easier for the regional if we can. The boys only have to go 20 minutes from the Viking Woods down to field house and relax, or some of them that live at home, they can have a home-cooked meal and kind of like chill, as opposed to Neosho, which is like an all-day bus ride, it seems like, or Sedalia, which is 3 hours. And so yeah, that's the key just for the regionals, and you want to string those together so that. And you want to beat them, and no offense to their, you know, to their game or their players, is you kind of like want to beat them so you would, I guess you would establish some sort of psychological advantage over them, because they, instead of thinking, oh man, they barely beat us 1-0, you know, or man, they got lucky on that goal, they didn't really score it, it went off of an opponent. This was, you know, this way we can go 3-0 win. We worked the ball. It wasn't like any flukes or anything of that nature. There were no PKs. It was just done on pure play on the field.
But the psychological advantage, I love it.
Yeah,
I love it.
Yeah.
Coach, won't keep you any longer. I know you got to get out there and do a little light practice this evening.
Right.
And looking forward to chat with you a little bit later as you guys get set to take on Maple Woods and string together that win streak, huh?
Yeah, be nice. Okay, thank you.
That is assistant head coach Bob Bartolone joining us here on the Viking Voices Show on 1400 KJFF, and that is going to wrap up this edition of the Viking Voices Show. As always, you tune in late, get an opportunity to hear back a little bit later as well, but we'll have the 5 o'clock news and weather coming up, and sports as well coming up for you at the top of the hour. You're listening to 1400 KJFF.